to Land Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And welcome in on Tuesday. We are here at Troy High School, the site for this big Twin Valley League rivalry contest between the Donovan West Mustangs and the homestanding Troy Trojans here tonight. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Jake Spaulding alongside my partner, Chris Boswell.
Jacob Boz hanging out on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
man, Boz.
A little different.
It feels good.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the awesome Chance Link back at the studios taking care of us here this evening. And, Boz, we got a fun one to kick things off because it's a Donovan County rivalry. And, you know, again, this game means absolutely nothing when it comes to league standings, some state standings, anything like that. But it's still a rivalry game.
Absolutely. It may not mean anything on the standings side of stuff, but this is a big game. It's a big rivalry, in-county rivalry. So don't think these kids are just going to go through the motions tonight.
That's right.
They're going to get after it.
Both these teams right now, as Donovan West, the Lady Mustangs, coming off their state title a season ago, 12-8 here this season. Again, this game is a non-league game as well here for this one tonight. And then Troy, they are 9-9. And 5-5 in league play, they finish the year half game behind Donovan West here in the Twin Valley League final standing here for 2023 into 2024. But as we look at sub-state, Boz, both these teams in the same sub-state as well as we head into this weekend. It's going to be the semifinal round over at Donovan West. And these two teams will both be in action as Donovan West will take on Northern Heights on Friday. That's at 6 o'clock, and then also on a Friday at Troy, it'll be Troy hosting the Onega Buffaloes at 7 o'clock. But again, I talked to both coaches a minute ago, Boz, and momentum is so huge for both of these programs right now.
Yeah, we talked about it not being any big deal as far as standings, but there's a lot on the line. We mentioned the in-county rivalry deal, big rivalry between these two teams. But the other thing is you want to finish this out with a win, gain some momentum heading into sub-state. That's a huge deal.
Donovan West has really dominated as of late in this rivalry matchup, as it's been a handful of years since the Troy Trojan girls have knocked off the Lady Mustangs. And Coach Perry Smith from Donovan West is well aware of that, and that's at the front of his mind as well as, hey, we can't let that slide here tonight. They want to get momentum as, again, they are the three seed in their sub-state at Donovan West. The winner of them at Northern Heights will take on Burlingame in the semifinals next Friday, March 1st. The winner of Troy Onega will get top-seeded Centralia in that sub-state over at Donovan West. And we watched this Troy Trojan girls team take on Centralia a few weeks ago here at Troy. And it was an amazing game in that one as it really came down to the wire. This Troy Trojan team really has some things going from their side, especially with their amazing sophomore guard, Harper Wettstein.
Yeah, Harper Wettstein, she's the real deal. I mean, like you said, we saw her play a little while ago, and she had a ton of points in that Centralia game. Really got Troy going offensively, but it's not just her. I was impressed last time we were here. Carly Grable, the 5'9 senior, really the workhorse, does a lot of good stuff inside. This team for Troy, they're a quality team, and they could make a run here late in the season.
Absolutely. We'll give you your starters for the home team. That's Troy here early on the onset of things. Troy starting out at guard, number 5'8" sophomore Harper Wettstein wearing number 1. Gracie Grable is a 5'6" junior wearing number 4. Down low, standing at 5'7" wearing number 13. That's Allie Franken. Carly Grable, as Boz just alluded to, a 5'9" senior forward wearing number 21. And then Emerson Weber, a junior that's 5'8". She was a good catalyst in that Centralia game as well. She wears number 25. Head coach for the Trojans, Derek Jasper. And, again, I feel like he is just trying to get some momentum on the Trojan side heading into their sub-state. We're going to take a pregame timeout here in just a minute, actually. We're going to keep rolling here with our starters for Donovan West as well. D West will be in the road, Navy with the orange trimmings on their uniforms. Brenna Eady, she's a junior for the Mustangs wearing number 10. Andy Foster, a freshman that really stands out for you, Boz, wearing number 13. Katie Johnson, a junior forward wearing number 15. Ava Gladhart, a senior wearing number 22. And then one of the few really mainstays from a season ago, aside from Eady, is Milena Wettstein, a senior wearing number 23. But who really sticks out for you from Donovan Wettstein?
Well, this team, you know, they had to replace a lot from last year. But when we saw them play in the tournament early in, you know, the midseason tournament, Katie Johnson, she is exceptional inside, does a lot. But also Brenna Eady, she's the energizer bunny. She's the one that keeps things going offensively. But there's so many. You mentioned Milena Wettstein. This is a quality team. They've got a lot of pieces. It's not just one or two girls.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking off the bench, coming in for Donovan West, you'll also hear names like Lena Leatherman off the bench, as well as Emmy Jo Wettstein, just to name a couple. And then for Troy, you'll be hearing Katie Neck and Nicole Judd coming off the bench, as well as Macy Grable for the Lady Trojans. Those are your starters for our matchup again. Coach Perry Smith for the Donovan West Mustang. Coach Derek Jasper for the Troy Trojans. Tip-off coming at you in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network sports director, Brandon Tadman.
We're back here at Troy, Kansas, the Donovan County rivalry, Donovan West and Troy. You're hanging out with Jake and Vaz here on a Tuesday night. And even though the game may not mean anything for records, it means a lot for these in-county rivals, Donovan West and Troy. D. West will move right to left across your dial. Troy will move left to right. Jake and Vaz, your chance to link back at the studios. And we've got the tip up, and we are now underway. Tip one and controlled by Katie Johnson of the Mustangs, and Donovan West begins an offense to begin this contest. Troy comes out in the zone defensive set early on, a little 1-3-1, and the Mustangs, again, starters for Donovan West, Melena Westside, Ava Gladhart, Katie Johnson, Andy Foster, Brenna Eady. For the Trojans, it's Harper Wettstein, Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Carly Grable, and Emerson Weber.
Well, we saw Troy against Centralia a couple weeks ago in this zone, and there, Brianna Eady, she hits a three to start out this game.
Now, Eady with a massive three there to begin this, and again, if you're going to get out of a zone, force your team out of it, you got to hit outside shots, don't you?
Yeah, what I started to say, it really cost Centralia some problems in that game, really through the first half and a little bit into third before they were able to figure it out offensively.
Harper Wettstein to the right wing. Now it's going to be Franken, kicks it left wing, long shot on the way. Almost an air ball by Carly Grable, but an offensive rebound by Wettstein. Harper's putback, no. Rebound, Andy Foster, the phenomenal freshman for Donovan West. Up the floor, kicks it right wing to Eady. Brenna's skips it to the left wing now. Melena Westheim, she'll fire a deep three. That's off the back heel. No rebound, ripped down by Allie Franken.
Kind of a quick shot early in the possession for Donovan West against that zone. You want to move the ball side to side, get it to multiple sides, stretch that zone out a little bit. So in the front court, it's the Trojans with the basketball. Harper Westheim on the left wing. Now top of the key, it's Emerson Weber. Straightaway three, no. Rebound ripped down by Katie Johnson of the Stangs, and they're looking to push. Andy Foster across the timeline. Dribbles into the far right corner. Now skips it near side to Edie. Tried to kick it in the corner, but it's cut off. Great defense there by the Trojans. On the right corner it comes. Katie Johnson takes one dribble back out. Now to Ava Gladhart. Mustangs hit the high post to Foster on the right side. Now Edie, left wing three, head fakes. Now in the corner it goes to Westheim. Elena, her three, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds off of Troy. Off of Carly Grable, and it'll be Mustang basketball. 6 minutes to go, quarter number one. It's 3-0. Donovan West.
Well, that was a good possession for Donovan West. Very patient.
Andy Foster, a nice entry and a great attack. Andy Foster, a little Euro step in the lane, and gets the bucket. It's 5-0, D West.
Yeah, that zone, again, it's just not as active as we saw last time, but they'll settle into that defense, get a little more aggressive with it.
How soon before Harper Westheim gets a shot off? She drives baseline here. The double team comes. D. West staying in the defensive set. Looks like a zone. Left lane line drive. Bank shot up and through by Gracie Grable. Gets the Trojans lid off their basket. Now Edie across the timeline. Nearly travels with it, but finds Katie Johnson on the runaway.
Well, that's one way you can beat a zone, too. You get down the floor quick in transition. Don't let the defense get set up.
And I take it back. It's man-to-man here for the Mustangs, but they're switching on every screen here in the early going. Here's Westheim, dribbles to the left wing. She'll look to drive baseline. Help comes off the window. No. Rebound Foster for the Mustangs. And a foul will be called on Troy. First foul of this game. It's 7-2 D West. 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Boz, this is a massive in-county rivalry. And I was talking to a gentleman from Troy. And he said, do you realize that many moons ago, these two teams, I'll finish the story in a second, as we've got a turnover on Donovan West in the backcourt. Troy with the basketball. Allie Franken, ball loose on the floor, picked up by Gracie Grable, and the Trojans look to reset.
Excited to tell you the ending of that story, though, because
anticipation.
Yeah,
right,
that's my little cliffhanger right there. Carly Grable on the right wing, now on the left side. It goes to Harper Westheim, who will back things out. Screen comes from Franken. Westheim's cut off. Nice little give and go to Franken. Her pass taken away, but she gets it back. Franken throws up a wild shot, and somehow it falls.
Yeah, the ball was loose, kind of bounced around. She was able to pick it up and freaking box it in.
7-4, Donovan West, another turnover here on the Mustangs. Their second of the game. Into the front court, here's Westheim, layup, no. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable. Her putback, no, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
There's the energy from Troy. The first couple minutes of this ballgame, they just were a little bit flat, but you can see how they can be explosive at times.
7-4, 4:12 to go in the first frame. Mustangs with the lead. With an in-county rivalry, right?
Yep.
So back in the day, at football games, as the first free throw is missed by Gracie Grable, they used to make friendly wagers with trucks full of corn.
Bushels of corn.
Around 300 bushels of corn would be up for grabs, and the winner would get the loser's bushels of corn. How fun is that?
I didn't see any grain trucks outside the parking lot, but they may be out back.
Second free throw is good. 7-5, Donovan West with the lead and the basketball. Edie beats the pressure across the timeline now to Andy Foster between the rings, checking into the game for the first time is Courtney Johnson, freshman sister of Katie for the Mustangs. She's got it on the right wing, does Courtney. Gets it to Edie on the left wing. Now in the corner it goes. Melena Westheim. Corner three is short. Rebound. Ripped down, though, by freshman Andy Foster. She nearly hits the deck. Ball is loose now, and Edie picks it up for the Stangs. Now Courtney Johnson. Her shot, no, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two.
Good pass on that loose ball. Brenna Edie, she picked it up right in the lane. Attack down the middle, and then a little soft bounce pass to her teammate.
Personal foul number one on Emerson Weber. First team foul. Or check that, second team foul on Troy. First toss from Courtney Johnson is true. So six different Stangs make it seven now as Belle Smith checks in to replace Melena Westheim, daughter of head coach Perry Smith. Second toss from Johnson is on the way and good. 2-for-2 from the stripe for Courtney Johnson.
And Jonathan West is trying to speed things up a little bit. A little full court pressure and a kind of a quick foul on that.
Now Katie Johnson picks up her first into the in the backcourt here as Troy's still trying to get some break it past the timeline as it's full court pressure being applied here by Jonathan West. And did we have a step across the boundary?
So they're saying Katie Johnson, she's at the point of this zone. It's a 1-2-2 full court zone. Katie Johnson deflected the ball, kind of went right out of bounds. The official's talking to Coach Perry Smith. He's questioning that. He's saying she reached over the end line, which you're not allowed to do. So get a warning on that. If she does it again, it'll be a technical foul.
So we reset here as Franken looks to trigger it in, and Katie Johnson is still on the ball. They finally do get it into Gracie Grable to the Trojans. In the backcourt, a trap comes, deflection, and the ball free on the deck. A jump ball will be called. Possession will stay with Troy.
Yeah, that's a really tough 1-2-2 zone, a full court press. The Jonathan West able to trap the sideline there, and that's tough when you got Katie Johnson. Doesn't list height on here, but she's probably 5'9", 5'10", at the point of that zone, so she's the one that's coming over trying to trap. Tough throw over the top of her.
3:26 to go in the opening quarter. 9-5, Jonathan West. Nice give and go. Troy with the attack as Carly Grable misses the shot. Rebound ripped down by Courtney Johnson of the Mustang.
Well, that's a beautiful pick and roll, top of the lane. Nice find, just couldn't finish.
Edie in the left wing, gets the top of the key. Now Andy Foster drives right lane line, kicks it out to Belle Smith. She'll reset offense out to Courtney Johnson, who nearly traveled with it. Now gets it off to Edie on the left wing. They skip it back to Courtney. And Edie on the left wing, Coach Perry Smith says hit it, and it goes in and out. Rebound ripped away by Allie Franken for Troy. 2:50 to go in quarter number one. As waiting to check in for the first time will be Emmy Jo Letstein. It will be the eighth Stang to check into this game. Troy yet to go to their bench here in the early going. And a big thing about this 5 points for Troy, Boz, not a single one for Harper Letstein.
Yeah, she's been a little bit quiet, but, you know, sometimes good players, they tend to push a little bit.
She's got an opportunity now as Letstein picked up the loose ball on the deck, and she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Personal foul number one on Brenna Edie.
The thing I like, I started to say with Letstein, she doesn't force the issue. She lets the game come to her a little bit. She didn't get many shots in the first 3.5-4 minutes of this ball game, but she'll start to pick that up, and she'll make the shots as they come to her.
Averaging north of 21 a game is Harper Letstein. And we saw how quickly she could get buckets earlier this season against Centralia in a great battle between her and Owen Dieters. Checking out will be Carly Grable. Allison Grable checks in for the first time for Troy as Coach Jasper goes six deep. First free throw was made by Harper Letstein. One more coming here. Letstein eyes it, tries it, and buys it. She's got two, and it's 9-7, 2:28 to go in the first frame.
Yeah, Troy, they've put some full court pressure on the last couple possessions, and Jonathan West, they break it easy this time.
Courtney Johnson in the front court. Right wing it goes. Belle Smith rips through, finds Edie between the rings, and she'll reset offense here. Get Jonathan West moving right to left across your dial. 2:15 to go in quarter number one. Here's Edie, left wing. Nice extra pass. Corner three on the way by Emmy Jo Westside. No good. Rebound. Fox 4 tapped out of bounds off of Troy.
And one thing you're noticing here, if you're Jonathan West, they are one of six from the three-point line. Here's what happens when a team plays you zone. A lot of times you settle for those perimeter shots, and they're just not be able to knock down the threes right now.
Elena Westheim checks back in for Belle Smith. Here's Emmy Jo Westheim stuck in the lane, needs help, finds Edie on the left wing. Little dribble handoff with Melina Westheim. Back to Edie. She drives in the lane, kicks it off Katie Johnson from eight. That's too strong. Backside rebound by Emmy Jo Westheim, and her shot is no good, but she's fouled and will go to the line for a pair.
Yeah, good hustle on the backside. She was able to crash. It was a long shot from Johnson. She got the rebound and able to take it up strong. Emmy Jo getting some love on the offensive glass.
That'll be the second personal now on Allie Franken. First free throw is missed by Emmy Jo. And Franken is a girl for this Troy team that cannot get in foul trouble. She's too important for Coach Jasper's squad. Second toss by Emmy Jo is no good. Rebound by Franken. And the Trojans trail by still just two with a minute 45 to go in the first frame. It was a quick 5-0 start for Donovan West, but Troy has weathered the storm. Here's a Harper Webstein straightaway three. No rebound by Frank at her putback. No. Second opportunity is no good, but she's fouled. And if that's on Katie Johnson, Bob, that's going to be her second. And it is. So now that two of the bigs down low for one for each team with two personal fouls.
Yeah, that will change the complexion of the game a little bit when you don't have the inside presence from Jonathan West or Troy, either one. Could be a big story in the game.
Franken misses the first of two. Into the game for the first time, Nicole Judd for Troy. Back in for Donovan West, Andy Foster to replace Amy Jo Wetstein. Second free throw, missed. Donovan West with the rebound. 90 seconds to go in the first frame. Here's Andy Foster quickly in the down the lane. This is off to Courtney Johnson, who banks it home.
What good move that time for Courtney Johnson. She caught it outside the lane, had a girl running at her. She took a little step through to the baseline. Nice shot, was able to finish.
Nice little give and go. Gracie Grable can't get it to drop, but Harper Westline with the rebound. Steps through a defender, and they keep possession, swinging it around the perimeter now to Franken. In the corner to Gracie Grable. She dribbles with the left hand across the lane line. Weave action, handed off to Allison Grable. Now Harper's got it, and her pass taken away by Brenna Eady. Turnover number two? One.
Yeah, it was the first one.
Number one on Troy, and Donovan West gives it right back. Here comes Westside. Harper in the lane. Bank shot, no. Rebound ripped out by Katie Johnson for Donovan West. They're looking to push. Here's Eady in the front court. Has her pocket picked, and Westside can't save it in.
Oh, Westside was right on the line, almost made the save.
Back into the game, Ava Gladhart for Katie Johnson, who's got those two fouls. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 11-7. Donovan West led the entirety of this one so far. Here's Milena Westein for D. West. Now left wing, Courtney Johnson. Troy staying in their zone defensive set. Skip pass to Brenna Eady at the top of the key. They swing it back left now to Courtney Johnson. Really trying to find Andy Foster down low, I think, is what the Mustangs are trying to do at this point.
Yeah, a lot of times. So right now, I mean, there's 20 seconds left here in the first quarter, so Donovan West obviously not in any hurry. They're just going to keep moving it around and find the open shot.
Gladhart from 15. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Franken. Now off to Harper Westside. Foster hits the deck for D. West. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the quarter comes Nicole Judd. Tries to drive baseline, and she might have stepped out of bounds or a foul. They're going to say she stepped out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Troy. Just her second with 3.5 to go here in this quarter.
The last time we were in this gym, we saw a couple buzzer beaters right before the end of the quarter from half court. Maybe we'll see one right now.
Melina Westside, a trigger, gets it into Courtney Johnson. Now Andy Foster with 1 second, fires it at half court. Oh, it hit the volleyball net. We've reached the end of one. It's 11-7. Donovan West leading Troy in this Donovan County rivalry. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
KNZA.
We're getting ready to start second quarter action here at Troy High School. Jake and Bob hanging out with you. Chance Lake back at the studios, and it's 11-7. Donovan West leading Troy, and D. West with the basketball out of the quarter timeout. Mustangs with it. Courtney Johnson in the right wing. Also Brenna Eady, Belle Smith, Milena Westein, and Andy Foster on the floor for the Mustangs. For the Trojans, it's Harper Webstein, as well as Gracie Grable. Allie Franken still in the game with those two fouls. Here's Eady to the rack, and if that's on Franken, that's going to be number three. Also on the court for Troy is Nicole Judd and Carly Grable. That is going to be the third foul on Allie Franken. So Edie will go to the line for two. It's the first. She's got four in the game. Allison Grable into the game to replace Allie Franken with those three fouls. Second toss from Edie is true. She's got five. The lead is five. Full court pressure here for the Stangs. 30-second time by in the second quarter, and Belle Smith picks up the foul, and Coach and Dad and Jim,
I've been in those shoes, Coach, you know, getting on his daughter. He's probably going to yell at her more than he would anybody else. He'd be tougher on her, but she's the point of that zone, and the one rule, you can't let them come back middle. That's the point of the zone. That's her job.
Right ring right now for Troy. It's Gracie Grable. Oh, wide open on the backside was Allison Grable, but couldn't find her in time. Back to Gracie now on the outside. Nicole Jettles to fire a left wing three. That's true. First three-pointer of the game for the Trojans, and it's 13-10 with 7:08 to go in the second quarter. Mustangs with the basketball. Belle Smith down low to Courtney Johnston. Now back to Edie between the rings. They reset. Short corner it comes. Driving is Andy Foster. Kicked it out to Belle Smith. Now back out to Edie between the circles. Nice back cut. Courtney Johnston steps through a defender. Her shot missed. Rebound Carly Grable for the Trojans.
Well, a really good look. That's the second time they found Johnston on the baseline. And in that 1-3-1, the wings are actually extended a little farther to the right. A
lot of contact on this one, and a charge will be called on Harper Weststein as she drives left lane line. That'll be just her first personal. Second team foul here in the quarter. In the backcourt, the Stangs got it with Brenna Edie. She breaks the timeline up to Courtney Johnson in the left corner. They'll reset offense here. Staying in this zone are the Trojans. Now the Mustangs swinging around the horn. Into the left corner it comes. Here's Courtney Johnson from 15. That's too strong. Rebound ripped down backside by Nicole Judd. Three-point game right now here for Donovan West. Troy, a wide-open three. Guess who? It's Harper Weststein, her first field goal of the game, and we're locked in at 13.
Yeah, if you're Donovan West, you can lose some players for Troy, but you cannot lose Harper Weststein.
Milena Weststein tries to answer for the Mustangs and comes up empty. Nicole Judd, another rebound for the Trojans, and Troy can take their first lead of the game here. Up the court, right wing three by Gracie Grable. That's too strong. Belle Smith tracks the ball down and lets it go out of bounds. Donovan West basketball.
I think you're right, though. It's one thing that's going to drive you crazy as a coach is, you know, there's one that you cannot leave wide open. Yeah, you cannot, for sure. And the scout, these teams have played each other enough. They know Harper Weststein. You have to know where she is on the court at all times. And that time, B. West fell asleep a little bit, left her open.
Emmy Jo Weststein and Katie Johnson check back in for the Mustangs. Here's a right wing three from Courtney Johnson. That's no good. Rebound ripped down Gracie Grable for Troy. And again, Troy have never led in this game. Can take the lead with the bucket here. Into the front court, Nicole Judd. Back cut there for Harper Weststein, but it's a turnover on Troy. Up the court come the Mustangs, and Emmy Jo Weststein corrals it. Gets it left wing now to Andy Foster. Out to Edie on the right wing. She'll fire a deep three. That's baked in! And she just smiles, and Coach Smith calls a timeout. 5:08 to go in the half. It's 16-13, D. West. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan County rivalry on the girls' side. It's a good one so far. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Tuesday night. 5:08 to go here in the opening half. Chance Link back at the studios. A Brenna Edie three-pointer right before that Coach Perry Smith timeout gives the Mustangs from Donovan West a 16-13 lead as we come out of the timeout. Remember, all timeouts presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. What's your favorite flavor of Schlegel's? Troy in the front court, left wing three, Gracie Grable. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off Carly Grable. It'll be D-West basketball.
Yeah, out of the timeout. That time, Troy, they ran a little elevator screen. Harper Westside, your point guard, she passed to the left, ran through the lane, came right back up, and didn't get a clean look at it. Was able to kick it out for an open three.
4:40 to go in the first half. Donovan West with the lead and the basketball. Into the front court, through the hands of Edie, but she corrals it before it goes out of bounds. Now Andy Foster skips it to the right corner. Emijah Westside drives baseline, has her pocket pick, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay. Donovan West basketball.
Well, one thing you're seeing right now, this 1-3-1 from Troy is forcing Donovan West, what we call, out of the scoring zone. They're trying to operate their offense about 25, 30 feet away from the basket, and that's really tough to be efficient scoring when you're that far away.
Emijah Westside gets the trigger. Now outside to Brenna Edie.
Yeah, your guards are all the way up top, about the 10-foot spike line in volleyball.
Skip it to the right wing. It's Emijah Westside looking to do something with it. Kicked it out to Edie. Skip pass left corner. It comes Courtney Johnson. Now out to Andy Foster. Yeah, you mentioned it. It's very extended here for Donovan West.
Yeah, and I think if you're Donovan West, you got to find a way to attack the high post from the weak side.
Courtney Johnson drives in. Kick out. Emijah Westside. Three. No. Rebound ripped out by Nicole Judd. Smallest player on the floor, Bosch. He's got three defensive rebounds now.
You don't have to be big to rebound. You just got to work incredibly hard, get inside position. That's what she did.
Into the lane. Westside throws away for Troy. Taken away by Emijah Westside. Drives right lane line and a foul, blocking foul. Coach Jasper and the Troy crowd cannot believe it. The foul will be called on, I believe, Gracie Grable. And it is. That's going to be her first. And Coach Jasper just simply says, what would you like her to do?
Yeah, she was just standing there. He's talking about the charge that was called earlier on Harper Westside. Very, very similar position. Those are tough. Charge, block, call.
Oh, for sure.
Really hard.
So Mustangs will trigger it in. They get it into Ava Gladhart. Right wing three on the way by Elena Westside. That's too strong. Rebound brought down by Andy Foster. Over to Courtney Johnson, step through, off the window, no, but she traveled prior to. Donovan West turnover now, number four in the game. Scoring updates presented by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Big 7 League girls title on the line tonight. Nemaha Central leading Riverside after the first quarter, 20-12. Westside, Harper from Troy, easily breaks pressure up to Carly Grable, banks it home.
Yeah, if you're going to press Troy, you can't let Harper Westside beat the press with the dribble. That's what she did. She got by three players, basically a three-on-one break at that point, and Troy was able to convert, and then Donovan West comes down and turns it over.
Another turnover on the Mustangs. Foz, number five in this game, and it's 16-15, 3:10 to go here in the first half.
You know, it feels like Troy should be ahead in this game. They've never led. It's a one-point game, 16-15, Donovan West, but you can start to see Troy picking up some momentum.
Troy with the basketball in the front court. Gracie Grable tries to drive on Edie, but cut off. Now gets it off to Carly. Skips it near side through the hands of Emerson Weber. Turnover on Troy. They're fifth in the game.
But those are tough ones if you're Troy. You know, there was a wet punch. She backdoor cut through the lane, was wide open. They missed her, tried to skip past it. Too high turnover. It went from maybe a two-point bucket in the middle of the lane to a turnover.
Andy Foster dribbles it through a couple of players and then throws it away as two Mustangs. Both Courtney Johnson and Brenna Edie were right next to each other. Nobody talks about it, and it's a sixth turnover on Donovan West. We've got a timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds to Troy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
2:39 to go in this opening half. Coach Smith calls timeout for Donovan West. Troy with the basketball, 16-15. Mustangs with the lead. Jake and Coach Boz here in Troy. He just drew up a play of what maybe he thinks against the zone you should be doing. Troy with the basketball. Harper left side collects.
lifts it off the up and through from 8 feet, and Troy bonds their first lead of the game at 17-16.
Yeah, 2:16 left in the second quarter. Donovan West turns it over again.
Number seven in this ball game up the floor, and Westside throws it away. Turnover number six, and then a foul here on the Trojans.
Both teams, they don't mind playing fast, but they're going a little bit too fast, both teams. They're getting a little bit out of control. And for Donovan West against this zone, they're trying to attack off the dribble, which is not a bad thing to do against the zone, but they're getting themselves into trouble. They're trying to drive the middle of the lane, and the help's coming, and they're just getting themselves in trouble.
D-West with the basketball, under 2 minutes to go in the half. Elena Westine, head fakes on a three, fires from 15, no. Rebound ripped down by Troy as Allison Grable. And if they have a lead bonds of 17-16, now you're seeing Troy maybe slow it down here with the final minute 35.
Yeah, they're going to run some offense here. They've been doing a really good job with the pick and roll. Let's see if they set that up.
Glad Hope comes out. Flash, nice, give and go. Carly Grable off the window. Yes.
That was it. The pick and roll. Westine dribbled to her right. Grable rolled right down the center of the lane. Beautiful find from Westine.
19-16 now. Troy's largest lead of the game is three with 1:20 to go in the half. Donovan West on the right wing. It's Andy Foster. Now Brenna Eady with the dribble. Picks it back up. Back to Foster on the right wing. Into the corner to Courtney Johnson. And again, this Donovan West offense is so stretched out against this zone by Troy.
Yeah, they're trying to operate really far away from the basket.
Wayne Westine drives baseline. Kick out. Nice extra pass. Eady, left wing three. It's good.
Yeah, they needed that. Donovan West was on the struggle bus a little bit offensively. It's a three-pointer. It's the great equalizer, and that's what it did. 19-all.
45 seconds to go in the half. Locked in at 19. Here's Harper Westine. Gets a screen from Gracie Grable. Kicks it to the right wing to Carly. Now top of the key, Emerson Weber. Nice find. Gracie Grable left lane. Line off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Gladhart for the Mustangs. Looking to push. Deflection by Westine. Harper. Now it's deflected over to Eady. Right lane line. Kicks it out. Malay to Westine. A deep left wing. Three is short. And, ooh, hitting the deck hard is Gracie Grable. I think she just lost her footing. It'll be out of bounds to Troy. Katie Johnson back in. Belle Smith back in. Courtney Johnson out. And Malena Westine out. Coach Derek Jasper in a tied 19-19 game hollers for ISO. 10 seconds to go in the half. Weber, top of the key. It's Carly Grable. Now gives it off to Harper Westine. 5 seconds to go. Harper spinning on the left wing. 2 seconds. Step back three is short, and we've reached halftime. Does this game mean nothing on paper? Maybe to some. It means everything to these girls out there tonight. We're locked in at 19 apiece here between Donovan West and Troy on Donovan County Rivalry. We'll summarize as our halftime show is up next, presented by Highland Community College. From here, you can see anywhere online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes to Troy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast, Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. mending broken parts.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here, Troy. Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Show. From here, you can go anywhere. Online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime score here between Troy and Donovan West. 19-19, as if we've never even played a second in this game. We are locked in just like we were at the beginning. And what a fun game we've got so far. Again, 11-7 at the end of the first quarter. D. West led Troy. Their largest lead of the game was 3 midway point of that second quarter. But then a big three from Donovan West's Brenna Eady locked us back in, and then back and forth we went once again. These two teams, again, coming into this game, it makes no difference to sub-state standings, no difference to Twin Valley League standings. It's all about pride here tonight as I talk to a couple different fans from each school, and they care about this Donovan County rivalry.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it doesn't matter what ball games you're going to play later in the week or next week or any of that. The game tonight that's important is this rivalry between these two, and it means a lot for a lot of folks. It doesn't matter when the game is in the season. Kind of have that circled on your, on your schedule, and it's just a big deal.
No doubt about it. First half statistics are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Tax season is here. If you have not got your tax preparation needs already taken care of, well, we hope you're not too late because they fill up quickly at the Optimized Tax Management Group. Make sure you check out Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or the Optimized Tax Management Group partner Schlegel's Tax Service up in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. You can look them up again, Optimized Tax Management Group. First half stats here, as in the first half, you've got a great, great battle between Brenna Eady and Harper Wettstein. Eady for Donovan West Boss, 11 points in the first half, the only player in double figures. Then it drops down to 4 for Courtney Johnson, and then 2 for Andy Foster, and 2 for Katie Johnson for the Mustangs. Just 4 Lady Stangs score in that opening half. For Troy, leading the way, none other than Harper Wettstein. 5 of her 7 came in the second quarter, including a 3-point basket. Then it goes 4 points for Carly Grable, 3 for Gracie Grable, 3 for Nicole Judd, and 2 for Allie Franken for the Lady Trojans in half number one. Boz always does a great job of having some extra insight of how we got to this point in the game. Boz, what are your other stats you got?
Yeah, really, I mean, it's a tie ball game, so you can't say that there's a big swing one way or the other. But when you look at the statistics, Donovan West in the first half just really didn't shoot the ball very well. They got a lot of open looks, but against that zone, they settled for a lot of threes. Donovan West took 14 threes in the first half. Only made 3.
Yeah.
So 21% behind the arc. They were 3 of 10 inside the inside 3-point line. So they've had some success against the zone getting inside. But overall, I mean, they're shooting 25% for the first half. Now on the flip side, Troy, 32% from the field, shooting the ball a little bit better. They were 2 of 8 from the 3-point line, but their success has come really inside the paint. They're 5 of 14 from 2-point range, 36%. So that's not too bad. And really, there's not... Everything else is pretty even. Troy out-rebounded Donovan West in the first half. They had 13 total boards, but 4 of those were offensive rebounds for Troy. Donovan West had 8 rebounds in the first half. They had 3 offensive boards as well. Turnovers, pretty much even. Troy's got 6. Donovan West has 7. Both have 4 steals apiece. And, you know, you look across the board, everything else is pretty even. Donovan West just not shooting the ball very well in that first half.
Both teams got to the line 6 times in that first half. 4 makes for Donovan West, just 3 for Troy in that first half. Foul trouble kind of became a thing for the Trojans anyway, as Allie Franken picked up her 3rd foul midway point of that second quarter. Foul trouble for Donovan West. Really just Katie Johnson. She's got 2 in the ball game. So we got second half coming up. Any specific keys, Buzz, here quickly for either side? Again, we're locked in at 19, so it's almost like we can go back to the top of the broadcast here.
Yeah, really, I think for Donovan West, they've got to attack the high post area against that 1-3-1 zone. Troy does a really nice job with that zone, extending it out, forcing the offense to operate farther away from the basket, but that opens up the middle of the paint. So I think Donovan West needs to attack that for Troy. They got to get Harper Wettstein going. If you looked at it and said, hey, Harper Wettstein's going to have, you know, what, 7 points? And it's a tie ball game?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I think she could go off in the second half. That'll be the difference maker.
All right. Second half action coming at you next here after this 2-minute timeout. Troy, Donovan West, the battle for Donovan County is coming up here. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Show online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes here at Troy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Synex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Synex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Synex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
KNZA.
You're in Troy. You're hanging out with Jake Spaulding. That's Chris Boswell. Chance Link back in the studio. Second half action about to get underway here. Troy Donovan West tied at 19. Troy now flips the court and they will go right to left. Across your dial, Donovan West will go left to right. Starters out there for the Trojans as we begin the second half. Harper Wettstein, Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Carly Grable, and Emerson Weber on the floor for the Trojans. Same starting five as well for the Mustangs. Donovan West on the defensive side here, shot up by Troy. Too strong from Allie Franken. Rebound ripped down backside by Malena Wettstein, and then Harper Wettstein takes it away. Harper with an easy layup. It's good. We're now with a 2-point advantage for Troy, it's 21-19. Into the front court come the Mustangs. Out on the floor, Brenna Eady, Andy Foster, Katie Johnson, Ava Gladhart, Malena Wettstein. Turnover on Donovan West for number 8 in the game. Eady drives left lane line, kicks it out in the corner to Malena Wettstein. Skips it back to Eady, back to Gladhart. Ava, left wing 3. That's good! Well, that's something that can make a difference. As I mentioned, Donovan West didn't shoot the ball very well from the 3-point line in the first half, but they're now 100%, 1-for-1 here in the second half. Coach Schmidt holds up a fist, says, we want to run some man defense. He said, let's go. Dribble hand off to Gracie. Top of the key now. Harper West side, left corner. It comes. Emerson Weber drives to the left, and a reach and foul here by Andy Foster. That'll be her second, so she joins Katie Johnson with 2 for the Mustangs.
16:46 to go here in this third quarter, 22-21. Donovan West with a one-point advantage. Harper Westside in the lane, turnaround Jay, in and out. Rebound tapped around, and Harper's got it for a second. It goes out of bounds. It'll go to Donovan West.
What great hustle. Both teams crashing the glass. Harper Westside diving on the floor after the ball.
6:35 to go. Donovan West with the basketball and a one-point lead moving left to right. Here's Edie. Now over to Gladhart. Pass deflected by Westside. Harper can't collect it, though. Now Katie Johnson out to Brenna Edie on the left wing, looking to drive. Dishes it off to Katie Johnson from 10. That one too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Donovan West. And Coach Smith saying, no way, but it's going to go to the Troy Trojans.
Yeah, I thought Carly Grable came in and knocked that out of bounds, but official saw it the other way.
So Trojans with the basketball. Harper Webstein in her bright pink shoes.
Yes, a couple of them with pink shoes.
Yeah, Gracie Grable as well. Here's a three on the way by Carly Grable. That was too short. Rebound tapped out of bounds to Donovan West. We talked about kicks a lot, too, as you look at Melaina Westein. She's got some multicolored kicks. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was just, you got black shoes. Maybe with a white Nike swoosh, if you're lucky.
See, when I was growing up, it was white. That was it. You didn't have any other options.
Three by Melaina Westein was short, but Ava Gladhart cleans up the glass. Second chance opportunity, and the Mustangs lead is three now with 5:45 to go in the third. Harper Westein to Gracie Grable. She's guarded by Edie. Man-to-man defense again for Donovan West. Harper looking to go baseline against Andy Foster. She's cut off, though, back to the middle of the lane and needs help. Finds it with Allie Franken. A lot of motion here by the Troy Trojan offense. A lot of cutters. Here's a three on the way by Gracie Grable. It's short. Rebound ripped away by Emerson Weber, but they'll call a foul on Emerson. And that's going to be her second as the rebound was ripped down by Melaina Webstein.
Weber she ripped the ball away and got a late whistle. She already had it. I thought maybe they were going to call it against Donovan West reaching in.
So two fouls on Emerson Weber, three on Allie Franken. Both girls stay on the floor for Coach Jasper. Donovan West with the basketball up by three, 5 minutes to go in the third. Skip pass, deflected, going towards the boundary, out of bounds. And they're saying it'll stay with Donovan West.
Yeah, Ava Gladhart, she's trying to make the right pass there. It's a diagonal skip to the baseline, but just a little bit too late.
Bell Smith checks in for the first time in the second half for the Mustangs. Checks it in to Gladhart, now to Foster, now to Edie between the rings. Back to Foster on the left wing. She'll cut it down in the lane, and ball deflected, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Donovan West basketball. So quick hands right now by the Trojans on the defensive side here in the second half.
Yeah, a lot of deflections. They're making it really hard for Donovan West to move the ball efficiently.
Katie Johnson to trigger it in for the Mustangs. Gets it in to Bell Smith in the corner. She's caught, needs help. Edie nearly steps into the backcourt, and it's docked away. Gracie Grable deflected it. Now Edie's got it back. She's in the backcourt. Skips it over. Three on the way by Andy Foster. It's good, and Coach Jasper's going to ask for a timeout because he's not happy that was not a backcourt violation with 4:39 to go here in the third. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds. Timeouts presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. What's your favorite flavor? 27-21 D West back in 30 seconds.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
KNZA.
Jacob Boss hanging out with you. Boss is just explaining what just happened. Go ahead and say it for our listeners as well.
Well, Brenna Edie lost the ball in the back. It almost went backcourt. She saved it as she jumped across the line, landed in the backcourt. The ball never went in the backcourt. It stayed in the frontcourt. Brenna Edie then ran back into the frontcourt, established herself, and that's why it wasn't called backcourt.
Gracie Grable was the one applying the pressure and deflected it as well. But nevertheless, it turned out to be a three-pointer for the Mustangs. They're up by six out of the Coach Jasper timeout. Troy with the basketball, down by six, and here's a deflection and a steal by Brenna Edie. Turnover number seven on Troy, and Edie's left-handed layup is good. 80 now in the ballgame. Bosch, she's got 13 to pace all scorers.
Yeah, you can see Donovan West starting to gain some confidence in their defense here.
29-21, largest lead of the game for the Mustangs. Harper Westheim with the dribble. Down low it goes. Allie Franken spins into the lane, and a foul will be called here on Ava Gladhart as she assisted Allie Franken to the lane.
And Franken was trying to get to the center of the lane with the right-hand dribble, and
she got there.
She did. Gladhart was just kind of riding her the whole way through the lane.
Bell Smith out. Ava Gladhart for Donovan West. Allie Franken checks out for the Trojans. Here's an entry and a foul here on back into the game. Courtney Johnson picks up the foul.
Coach Perry Smith, he's on his team. They scouted this. That's the screen-the-screener deal, and she was late getting there.
So Harper Westheim for Troy to trigger it in. Gets it into Gracie Grable. Hands it off to Harper Westheim on the left side of the wing and dribbles back between the rings and an offensive foul. See a moving screen here on Allison Grable. That's her first. 3:56 to go in the third frame, and Coach Jasper, there's a lot that's really happened in this game that is just getting to the point where he's extremely frustrated right now and just looking for answers.
What he's arguing there is she was set, and the official was saying that her legs were too wide, and she kind of moved a knee into the defensive player.
I don't want to make it seem like he's not being over the top by any stretch. He's just asking a lot of questions, which is what a good coach does.
Sure, he just wants an explanation. So, honestly, he could probably tell his girls, hey, that was a good screen. Just feed in a little bit. Don't bend the knee out and get him with it.
3:36 to go in the third. 29-21, Donovan West with the lead and the basketball. Edie to the left wing it goes. Courtney Johnson will fire a three. That one's short. Rebound ripped down Carly Grable for the Trojans. And a foul here by Milena Wettstein. And we've got fouls starting to pile up on both sides here. I believe that's going to be the fourth on Donovan West. So one more foul on the Mustangs will result in free throws in this quarter for Troy.
Yeah, that's where the new rule, I mean, we've seen the full season of it now, and that's where it can be a factor. Next foul by Donovan West is going to put Troy at the foul line.
3:20 to go. A near steal by Edie, but Gracie Grable's got it. Gets a screen from Carly Grable. Right wing it goes. Harper Westheim, she'll fire three. Partially blocked by Milena Westheim, but getting it to Cole Judd. Now down low, Carly Grable. Her shot rejected by Katie Johnson. Out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball.
What great hustle. Brenna Edie kept that alive. The smallest girl on the court goes after that rebound, keeps it alive, gives the almost got that possession for him.
3:06 to go now. Here's an entry from Westheim. Harper gets it back into the lane, right lane line. Nice up and under move. She's fouled, and we'll go to the line for two. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. As Donovan West, Andy Foster, that's her third. 3:01 to go here in the third. Westheim's first toss is true. She's got a good shot, doesn't she?
Absolutely, she does. She doesn't hesitate at the foul line, too. A couple dribbles, she fires it up quick. Haven't seen her miss very many free throws.
And she misses the second. I was going silent because I cannot believe you just did the broadcaster jinx on her.
No.
29-23, your score now. Or 29-22, excuse me, your score. In the front court, it's the Mustangs with the basketball loose on the deck now. And a jump ball possession will stay with Donovan West, excuse me. 2:44 to go in the third. 29-22, D. West with the lead in the basketball. Katie Johnson, Andy Foster, Milena Westheim, Courtney Johnson, Brenna Edie in the game for the Mustangs. Here's Foster in the lane, kicks it out, Milena Westheim, drives left lane line, runs over, man, she falls too. A couple players hit the deck, and Katie Johnson, turnaround jumper, they're going to say it was a blocked shot. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Donovan West. Troy's got Gracie Grable, Harper Westheim, Carly Grable, as well as Allison Grable on the floor with Nicole Judd. The Stangs to trigger it in underneath their own basket, and we're going to have a warning of going again over the line.
No, not that time. They didn't call that one.
Just a deflection that time.
Yeah,
Carly Grable. So we're resetting here. Katie Johnson to trigger it in. Does so with Milena Westheim. Right back down to Katie on the right block, and she's fouled by Carly Grable. And she said, I cannot believe that foul was just called on me.
Yeah, she kind of climbed over the back a little bit, trying to prevent the pass into Katie Johnson.
So third foul on the Trojans here in the quarter, just the first on Carly. Andy Foster
Has it at the top of the key, gets off to Milena Westine, who drives baseline, no look, pass to Courtney Johnson, and caught in the corner, needs help, finds Edie. Brenna, down low to Katie Johnson on the left block, loses the handle on it, gets it back, and a foul will be called here on Nicole Judd.
Yeah, Troy's very, very active on the defensive end of things right now. They're getting a lot of deflections. They're also reaching quite a bit. That time they got caught with it.
Fourth team foul for the Trojans. So the rest of the way of this third quarter, it's free throws every time a whistle blows. Allie Franken back in. She's got three fouls. That was just the first on Judd. Katie Johnson will once again trigger it in for the Mustangs underneath their own basket. Fourth straight time. Now Malena Westbine scoops off the window. No rebound. Katie Johnson puts it back in.
That's where Katie Johnson, she's having a tough night offensively in that zone, but she can make some noise on the offensive glass.
31-22, your score. Donovan West with the lead. Here's Harper Westine for the Trojans across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. It's a screen. Elevates a pass down low. It's taken away by Milena Westine. Then swatted away by Harper Westine. Turnover on the Mustangs. Trojans. Harper banks it home.
That's happened a couple times where Donovan West will get a steal, then they turn right around and give it right back up.
Full court pressure here by the Trojans. 1:39 to go in the third. Edie quickly down the lane. Scoop shot, no. Rebound ripped down. Gracie Grable for the Trojan. Off to Harper Westine, who breaks the timeline. Left-handed dribble into the lane. Left lane line drive. Skips it out. Nicole Judd wide open for a three. Why not? She's made one. That one's off the mark to Andy Foster. The Stangs looking to run. Andy Foster kicks it out. Right wing. Milena Westine. Head fakes on a three. Short corner it comes. Courtney Johnson out to Edie. And with 1:10 to go here in this third frame, a 7-point lead for the Mustangs. Three on the way by Milena Westine is short. Gracie Grable brings it down for the Trojans. Nicole Judd, she'll fire again. That one's off the mark. Rebound Katie Johnson for the Mustangs. A lot of one-and-dones going on right now.
Yeah, both teams a little bit tired right now. Coach Smith yelling for Donna from West to get going, get up and down the floor.
Milena Westine, she misses from 16. That's a rebound for Nicole Judd, her fourth defensive rebound of the game. Nicole into the front court, into the lane, dishes it off, layup, it's good. Allison Grable, the benefactor there, and it's a 5-point game. 40 seconds to go. And then throwing it away, Andy Foster right into the hands of Gracie Grable, and then Foster takes it right back. 10 turnovers on Donovan West, 9 on Troy. Into the front court, it's D. West. Milena Westline, deep left wing three is no good. 25 seconds to go in the third, and the Trojans looking to push again. And a foul on Courtney Johnson is going to put Harper Westine to the free throw line.
Boy, frantic pace here the last 2 minutes. There wasn't any break in the action, so it was just back and forth, back and forth. You see some girls with their hands on their knees.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like, I need an oxygen tank, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Full line change almost here for the Mustangs. They've only got three players on the floor right now.
They got three waiting to check in, though, so nope, now they got...
We still need... There, okay, Courtney Johnson still on the floor. Two shots here for Harper Westine, 19 seconds to go in the frame. 31-26, D. West with the lead. Westine's first free throw is good. You going to say anything about her free throw shooting this time?
I'm going to just be quiet. I'll be quiet over here and not say anything.
You don't want any Trojan fans coming at you with corn shucks or anything, do you? 19 seconds to go. It's three in, three out for the Mustangs. Back in... Emmy Jo Westine, also Ava Gladhart and Bell Smith. Second toss is true for Harper Westine. It was 31-22 a moment ago. Now 31-28. Up the floor quickly. Come to Mustangs. Edie's got it. 10 seconds to go in this third quarter. Left wing Bell Smith guarded by Westine. Now Edie, 6 seconds to go in the third. Left wing it goes. Bell Smith back to Edie. She's going to fire up a three right before the buzzer ends. Off the rim, no. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Back and forth. Biggest lead of the game for Donovan West was 9. It's trimmed down to 3. We go to the fourth quarter of action. Donovan West, 31. Troy, 28. Here on your game of the week on Tuesday, that Donovan County rivalry here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Kansaland Radio.
final quarter of action about to get underway here as we're hanging out with Jake and Boz from Troy. Donovan West leading the Trojans 31-28 here in the Donovan County rivalry game that means a lot to not only the players, but the coaches and the fans here tonight. Chance Link back at the studio. Scoring updates presented by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Big 7 League halftime, Hiawatha leading Sabetha 21-7. NEKL, Jackson Heights leading Oskaloosa girls 36-31 at the half. Holton, Perry LeConte in the Big 7 tied at 12 at the half. We start the fourth quarter with Troy with the basketball down by three. It's Harper Webstein, top of the key, Carly Grable, also Nicole Judd, Gracie Grable, and Allie Franken in there for the Trojans. Gracie Grable to the right wing, it's Franken. Back to Grable. Screen set by Judd, kicked into the corner to Carly. Back to Gracie for Donovan West, Amy Jo Webstein, Andy Foster, Katie Johnson, Brenna Eady, and Ava Gladhart. Top of the key, it's Harper Webstein, thought about a three. Only has one in the game. 40 seconds off the clock in this possession. And Coach Smith looks at the Donovan West crowd and says, hey, cheer on your girls right now. Great defensive effort here. Here's Harper Webstein. There's a three off the rim. No, gets her own rebound. Layup off the bank, off the window is still no good. Gets it again. Looking for help. Kicks it out to Nicole Judd.
Well, that was a really good possession from Donovan West. Unfortunately, it couldn't capitalize.
And then a three by Carly Grable ties us at 31.
Extra possessions, it always happens after several offensive rebounds. A team will knock down a three and really make it hurt.
Skip pass to the right corner. It's Andy Foster. Needs help. Skips it over to MJ Westside. Steps into a left wing three. That's good. Wow. It's raining three right now here in Troy, Kansas.
Yeah, neither team able to shoot really at a high percentage in the first half from beyond the arc, but now they're starting to heat up.
6.5 to go in this one. 34-31. D. West with the lead. Trojans with the basketball. Carly Grable just hit a three, needs help, finds Gracie, steps into the left lane line, but backs things back out now. Harper Westside yet to get a touch on this possession, but has it now. It's a screen from Gracie Grable, dribbles it to the left wing. Donovan West hanging his man-to-man, Bob.
Yeah, they've been all over him defensively. And you'll notice anytime Westside has the ball and there's a ball screen set, they're going to switch all those.
And then another three. How about you, Gracie Grable? Her first of the game, we're tied at 34.
Back and forth we go.
And then a turnover. Brenna Eady, maybe off on the same page there as Ava Gladhart. Turnover number 12 on Donovan West. Troy has a chance to reclaim the lead. They were down 31-22 a moment ago.
Yeah, that's happened a couple times this game where the person with the ball is kind of thinking their teammate might do something, and they do something different, and it's resulted in a turnover.
5:48 to go in this game. Full court pressure being applied by the Mustangs, and a foul will be called here on a trap from Courtney Johnson and Andy Foster, and that's going to be on Courtney Johnson, her third. Team's first. Scoring updates presented by Holt House Auto House. Big 7 League girls title game on the line tonight. Nemaha Central heading to the fourth with a 46-30 lead over Riverside. Troy with the basketball, trying to reclaim the lead here on three by Gracie Grable. No. Rebound ripped down by Ava Gladhart for the Mustangs. Here's Courtney Johnson in the front court. Has it stuffed by Emerson Weber, but the Stangs able to get it back. Eady will reset offense between the rings. 5:16 to go. We're tied at 34. Seven ties. Four lead changes. Here's Eady. Aggressive drive. Off the window. No. And then a foul or a jump ball. We got a jump ball. Possession stays with Donovan West. What a hustle play there by Brenna Eady.
Yeah, Brenna drove right-hand dribble down the right lane. Nice little shot off the window. Couldn't get it to fall, but doesn't give up on it. Stayed with it, able to get the tie ball and keep the possession with Donovan West.
Right wing, it's Courtney Johnson after it was triggered in by Katie Johnson. Skip pass left wing, Eady. Skip it back to the right. Courtney Johnson down low to her sister Katie. Her shot missed. Rebound tapped around by Ava Gladhart. She dives into the front row. Cannot save it in. The Troy basketball, 4:50 to go, tied at 34.
Yeah, both teams just really getting after it defensively, not really seeing any wide-open looks from either team.
Full court pressure here. Harper Westside gets it off to Allie Franken. Up the court, Gracie Grable on the left wing. Dribbles around a defender, fires up a three. It's good. Gracie Grable, how about you? Two triples here in quarter number four. It's a three-point lead for Troy.
Boy, and that was a really nice shot, a little one. A little shot fake, one dribble to the right, pull up three. She's starting to heat up.
shot missed by Andy Foster. It's not going to bounce off Courtney Johnson. It'll be Troy basketball. 4:28 to go in this one. 37-34 Troy with the lead. Trojan team definitely, you know, again, the gauntlet that is the TVL. A team that can make some noise in the postseason for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both these teams really not separated by much in the league, and you can see it on the floor here tonight. Harper Westside, she'll fire a straightaway three. That one's off. Rebound ripped down by Carly Grable, and a foul on Andy Foster. Foster just picked up her fourth.
So extra possessions right now. Troy doing a really nice job getting those offensive rebounds and keeping those possessions alive.
The two shots here for Carly Grable, 4:03 to go in the game. Grable's first attempts at the line tonight. Grable had 4 points in the second quarter, now has 4 points here in the fourth. Foster stays in the game with those four fouls. Gladhart out, Milena Westside back in. Grable makes the first free throw. One more here. Second toss is good.
What's interesting here in this second half, Jonathan West has not shot a free throw the entire second half.
39-34, timeout. Coach Jasper of Troy. It's a 30-second timeout. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Man, it's a perfect timeout snack, Boz. What's your favorite flavor? Check them out at Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's 39-34 Troy. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
KNZA.
Back here in Troy, a battle of Donovan County, and it's a good one. 39-34, Troy meeting Donovan West. Jake and Boz hanging out with you on a Tuesday. Chance Link back at studio. We got a great game here tonight. Nightcap should be just as good with the boys, Troy and Donovan West. This game at one point, Boz, in the third quarter was 31-22. Donovan West with the lead. It's a 17-3 run extended here by the Trojans.
Yeah, Troy has really just gotten really aggressive on the offensive side of things, moving the ball nicely, and they're able to free up some of their shooters for wide-open threes.
Edie has a wide-open three and connects right out of the timeout. Great setup play for Coach Perry Smith. That's Edie's fourth three of the game, and it's 39-37. Troy with a two-point lead and the basketball.
Yeah, I love it. After a timeout, a set play, got Brenna Edie a wide-open three.
Harper Westside, a right-wing three off the rim, and that was a great set as well for one of the best shooters in the Twin Valley League. 3.5 to go in this one. Andy Foster drives in the lane, kicks it out to Edie. Extra pass, Courtney Johnson on the left wing. Gives up her dribble, gets it back to Brenna on the right wing. Lobs it down low, Katie Johnson. Her turnaround, Jay, is good, and we're tied at 39.
Now, Katie Johnson's been relatively quiet tonight. They just haven't been able to get her going on the block, but that's a good entry pass. She didn't hesitate. Little drop step to her right hand for the layup.
30-second timeout. We're back in 30. 39-39. Donovan County, it's a battle here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair, their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the Coach Perry Smith timeout, 39-39. Timeout is presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. What's your favorite flavor? Check them out at Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 3 minutes to go in this one. We're tied at 39. Donovan West and Troy in a great battle here of Donovan County. Jake and Boz with you back in the studio's Champ Link. Westine, that's Harper, gives it off to Gracie Grable. Drives a drive left lane line. Her shot somehow goes through. She bobbled it for a second, but how about Gracie Grable? She's got 8 here in the fourth quarter.
Well, when the ball's bouncing your way, you take it. Gracie Grable, good aggressive drive. She dribbled it off another player's foot. It bounced right back up to her, and she converted the layup.
Harper went gets a steal. Her layup, it's good. 2:26 clock moving, and it's a 4-point lead for the Trojans out of the timeout. 4-0 run. Mustangs with the basketball. Courtney Johnson dribbles to the short corner on the left side. Now a skip pass from Donovan West over to Malena Westside. She'll fire a 3. No. Rebound of Courtney Johnson on the back side. Her shot missed, but she's fouled and will go to the line for 2. Donovan County rivalry here. How about Donovan County? Taylor Weiser tonight in that game, Nemaha Central Riverside surpasses 1,500 points in her career.
Yeah, she's had a fantastic career at Riverside. She'll be playing at the next level somewhere, no doubt.
First free throw by Courtney Johnson is no good. She was 2 for 2 at the line before that one. Trying to make this a 3-point game with 2:08 to go. Second toss is good. That foul was on Emerson Weber. That was her third. Still on the floor for Donovan West. Speaking of fouls, Andy Foster with 4. Harper Westside breaks the timeline. She's guarded tightly by Courtney Johnson. Gives it off to Gracie Grable, who dribbles it back to the right wing. Katie Johnson comes out on her. Now finding in the short corner, it's Weber. Outside, Gracie Grable, a 3. No. Rebound, Emerson Weber has it knocked out of her hands, and here come the Mustangs. Malena Westside in the front court with 1:40 to go. Needs help, finds Edie. She's on the right wing, and calmly backs things back out. This was 19-19 at halftime. 43-40. Troy with a 3-point lead with 1:30 to go. Malena Westside, a deep left wing. 3 is good. Holy cow.
Yes, she was due. She had taken several threes, wasn't able to knock them down, but that time she got it to fall.
32nd timeout. 1:25 to go in this one. Another big-time three, and it's 43-43. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Battle of Donovan County. Folks, are you as entertained as we are? We're tied at 43. Troy and Donovan West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake and Boz, Chance Link back in the studios. And again, we said at the beginning of the broadcast, there is nothing to gain here from the perspective of record.
Yeah.
There's everything to gain, whether it's pride, rivalry, bragging rights, and momentum. And with 1:20 to go, we're tied at 43.
Well, anytime you step on the floor, you have an opportunity to get better. And this tight of a ball game, this competitive nature is going to make you better whether you win or lose.
Franken, left wing 3, off the mark. Rebound, Katie Johnson for Donovan West. For the Mustangs, Malena Westside. Katie Johnson, Courtney Johnson, Brenna Edie, and Andy Foster. For the Trojans, it's the starting 5. Carly Grable, Gracie Grable, Harper Westside on the floor with Emerson Weber and Allie Franken. Here's Foster, under a minute to go, just 50 seconds all that's left. Brenna Edie in the right corner, tied at 43, skips it to Malena Westside on the left wing. Back to Edie on the right. Donovan West holds for the final shot here, Buzz?
I thought they would, but now
Edie puts up a 3. That's short. Rebound, ripped around, and a jump ball possession goes to Troy.
I thought they'd hold it for the last shot. Originally, there was, you know, over a minute left in the fourth quarter. Looked like they might take a shot. They take it all the way down to 33, and then they fired up.
33 seconds to go. It's tied 43-43, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep this one here, Chance, as our timeout's proudly presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. What's your favorite flavor? Boss, you got a favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn?
I like their cheese. Their cheese popcorn.
Cheese
so
popcorn.
Good. So good.
Get a, like, maybe we should get like a Boz special.
I think that would be all right.
Like a cheesy Boz, because you're kind of a cheesy person.
Let's add, I don't know about that, but let's add a little jalapeno cheddar.
Jalapeno.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. Jalapeno cheddar.
Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, again, your perfect timeout snack. Check them out. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 43-43, what are you drawing up right now if you're Troy, Coach Derek Jasper?
Yeah, so I think if you're Coach Jasper, they ran a play earlier in this ball game where they've got Grable and Wetstein on a pick and roll on the wing, and I think that's a great play to run here at the end of this ball game. Wetstein's probably going to switch that screen, which Jonathan West has been doing that all game long. If they switch, Grable should be open on the roll.
Troy with the basketball. Here we go. Final 30 seconds to go.
Jonathan West comes out in a 1-3-1 zone, though, so that takes away the pick-and-roll option.
Switches everything. They haven't ran zone all night. It's been man-to-man for D-West. They mix it up here. Tracy Grable's got it. Extended on the left wing. Guarded tightly here by Courtney Johnson. 15 seconds to go. Harper Westside's got it. You got to believe she's going to take the final shot. 10 seconds. Right wing, Emerson Weber into the corner. Carly Grable, 7 seconds in regulation. Out to Emerson Weber, 5 seconds. And a ball just taken away by Katie Johnson and a timeout by Donovan West. And I think we're going to talk about maybe a clock, potentially. But 43-43 our score. And one thing I love about these tight environment gyms, Chance, obviously we're going to keep this one here. Everybody can hear what anybody's saying.
Oh, yeah, they're right on top of you. They got awfully quiet. And Coach Smith. There was 1.8 on the clock when he got the timeout, and it got real quiet. Coach Smith said there should be at least 3.8 seconds. Troy fans were like, I don't know about
come
that.
Come on now, Coach. You think this game doesn't mean something? My gosh, this has been a lot of fun. So a turnover on Troy, and I think obviously Coach Jasper would have liked to see that possession end differently, but they were trying to get it in the hands of Harper Westside, and Jonathan West did a great job of keeping her away.
Yeah, Grable was in the corner, and it's hard to tell if that was a set play, but Wetstein went to the corner. If Grable would have gone to the block, Wetstein would have been wide open in the corner. They both ended up in the same spot in the corner. So they're waiting for this timeout to go and see how much time they're going to put back on the clock.
Yeah, so 2.1 is what will be on the clock here for Donovan West. They're going to have it on the far sideline. Full court pressure being applied here. Got any special sets you're trying to draw up?
Well, with 2.1... you got to get something going to the near sideline in the front court. It's a catch and shoot.
Katie Johnson to trigger. Here comes Andy Foster to get it. Gets it to Foster at half court. Her shot blocked in, and we're going to overtime in the Twin Valley League. The Battle of Donovan County, 43-43. Could you have asked for a better game? We're going to step aside. How about some free basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network?
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Underway in overtime, Troy wins the tip. Harper Westein to the right wing. It's Allie Franken. Still tied at 43, 3:26 to go in this final period. Down the right lane line, Tracy Grable banks it home. And she's had a phenomenal second half for the Trojan. Here's a deflection and a steal by Troy. Taken away. Here's Harper Westside. Fake Euro step. Layup is good. Harper Westside.
line with all four in overtime, and it's 47-43 Trojans just like that. 1 minute gone by. Yeah, quick start to this overtime. That's one thing you can't do in overtime. Possessions are so valuable. You got to take care of the ball. Malena Westside trying to stay hot, and she does. Left wing three. Malena, she's got six. The senior leader on this team, and the Mustangs are within one with 2:44 to go in OT. Yeah, Westside struggled in the first half a little bit behind the arc, but man, here in the second half, she is a confident shooter. She's knocked down a couple. Here's Nellie Franken driving right lane line, cut off by Foster. Now outside, Gracie Grable, head fakes on a three. Now dribbles with the left hand, nice back cut to Harper Westside. She's caught on the right lane line and kicks it out to Franken. Low pass to Westside, but Harper able to collect it. 2:15 to go in OT. Wide open backside, Caldy Grable. Bank shot in and out. Gets her own rebound and a jump ball possession to Donovan West. Wow. Oh, Grable, I'm sure she'd like to have that one back. She was wide open. She took just a second to gather herself, allowed the defense to come over, and she missed the easy bunny. 2:10 to go. Possession now for the Mustangs, down by one. It was a 4-0 burst for Westside. Harper in OT for Troy. A three by Malena Westside for Donovan West, and that's where we stand. Courtney Johnson drives in the corner. Malena Westside, another three. That one's short. Rebound ripped down Carly Grable for Troy, and then taken away by Foster for a second. It's still loose and out of play. It's going to go to Troy. Yeah, Westside almost grabbed that as it was going out of bounds. I thought it went off of Andy Foster. I thought that was the right call, but Coach Smith, he's pretty fired up. He's pretty fired up. The Troy fans wanted a foul on Foster, who was on the ground scrummaging for it, but nevertheless, cooler heads prevail, and 90 seconds to go in OT. Troy leads by one with the basketball. Here's Harper Westside, left wing. It's a screen from Franken. Drives in the lane. Wide open 10-footer is good. Westside's having a lot more success at the dribble penetration, getting into the paint. 49-46, Troy with the lead. Crossing the timeline is Courtney Johnson with a right-handed dribble to the right wing. Now she's caught, nearly travels with it, and a foul will be called on Troy. I believe it's going to be Harper Westside. That's going to be her second, and tensions are rising here in overtime. Absolutely. Overtime will tend to do that. Second foul on her. Just the second team foul here for either side. Here's Courtney Johnson. Gets it left wing to Brenna Edie. Back to Courtney on the right wing. One dribble, needs help, nearly travels with it. Gets it to Edie on the left wing. 1:03 to go. Here's Edie. Inside out. Westside, a corner three. No rebound. Tapped around out of bounds. It'll stay. D-West basketball with 57 seconds to go in overtime. Yeah, this is tough for a lot of high school kids. You're down by three. You're under a minute. You feel like you got to hit a three. Right now, you got to tie the ball game up, and you don't. A two-point bucket is great right now. Katie Johnson gets it into her sister, Courtney, and that was a fine fastball to her. Here's Brenna Edie, left wing three. No. Rebound ripped down. Katie Johnson for the Mustangs. Now Courtney Johnson, she'll fire a three. That's no good. Rebound, Andy Foster for the Mustangs. She needs help. Extra pass. Edie, a left wing three. That's no good. Another rebound for the Mustangs. 35 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter, and a traveling violation as Courtney Johnson dives on the ground to get that ball and slides about half a foot. Crazy exchange. Three offensive rebounds for Donovan West. They got good looks at threes. They just couldn't get them to fall. And Coach Jasper takes a timeout. We'll keep this one here, Chant, with just 34 seconds to go in overtime. We are in for a treat. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, proud to sponsor our timeouts here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. The perfect timeout is next. 49-46, Buzz. You got under a minute to go, about 35 seconds. If you're Troy, again, not shooting the bonus, not going to the line. So Donovan West has some fouls to give here.
Yeah.
Down the stretch.
Well, that's a little bit different now without the 1-1. You know, if you get to the five fouls, you're shooting free throws. You're shooting two. So it kind of changes that mentality a little bit. I think Donovan West has to gamble. They're going to get out in their full court pressure here, see if they can get a turnover in the that court.
Katie Johnson, Andy Foster, Courtney Johnson, Brenna Edie, Malena Westside for the Mustangs. Starting five in for the Trojans is triggering it in. Ball is free on the deck. Picked up by Frank and nearly walks with it. Able to get it across the timeline to Gracie Grable. Under 30 seconds to go in this overtime. And a foul
by Brenna Eady in the front court. Well, it's just funny how the ball bounces sometimes. Donovan West, they got the loose ball. It was on the floor. They almost had it, but Troy scrambled to it, picked it up, and now they're making Donovan West foul.
Harper Wedstein, Gracie Grable, Allie Frank, and Carly Grable, Emerson Weber on the floor for Troy. Frank can try to trigger it in, nearing a five-second call, turns it over, taken away by Katie Johnson. Three-point lead for Troy. That's nearly a double dribble. Edie gets away with it. Her shot is good. Clock continuing to run here, and a timeout by Coach Barry Smith as Brenna Eady fires it from 15 with 16 and a half to go in this one. It's 49-48 Troy. We need a 30-second break. We're back in 30. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, proud timeout sponsor. We're back in 30, Chance. 49-48 in overtime. Troy leads by one.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
49-48, Troy leading Donovan West in overtime, 16 and a half seconds to go. Jake and Boss, chance to link back at the studios. Frank in the trigger for Troy with the lead by one. Hearing a five-second call. Ooh, that was close. Into the Gracie Grable, and a foul will be called here on Katie Johnson. Only 2 seconds come off the clock. Katie Johnson picks up her third. It'll still be in the backcourt for Troy. 14.4 to go. Allie Frank in the trigger, Katie Johnson on her. Frank in the trigger, gets it into Harper Wedstein. She gets into the front court and a whistle. Man, that was a faint whistle. I barely even heard it yet. As Harper Wedstein gets fouled, I believe by Courtney Johnson, that's going to be her fourth. That's going to send Harper Wedstein to the free throw line here tonight. Harper is 5 of 6 from the line. Two free throws coming for her. First one, nothing but nylon for the sophomore. That is super.
Yeah, she makes this one. You're still a one-possession game, 12 seconds left on the clock.
It's the second. We got a timeout. Coach Jasper will keep this one here. It's 51-48 Troy again. In the third quarter, it was 31-22. Donovan West had a 9-point lead. Troy then storms back. They get a lead of 4 to 5 points late in the fourth quarter. D. West pushes it to overtime, 43-43. Now we're 51-48, Troy leading Donovan West. And we talked about this, I think, the last time that we broadcasted together. What are you doing up by three on the defensive side of the basketball when you have not one but two fouls to give?
Yeah, I think if you're Troy, you foul early. This is always the question. Obviously, you don't want them to get across in the front court and foul them while they're shooting, but Donovan West has to go the length of the floor. So if you're Troy, I think you apply some full court pressure, maybe let 3 or 4 seconds go off the clock, foul, and then you can get another foul in the backcourt, and then from there you're going to have to play it out because you don't want to put them at the foul line. But you might.
Yeah.
You look put them at the foul lines, it's a three-point game. I'm a believer in fouling. I think I told you this one time, but here's the thing. I look at. If you foul, then 4 good things have to happen for that team. They've got to make the first, miss the second, get the offensive rebound, and make the shot.
Okay.
If you let them go and shoot, only one thing has to happen good.
It'll be Donovan West. Basketball has to go the full length of the floor. Here we go. 12 seconds to go. Andy Foster into the front court. Kicks it right wing. Melena Wedstein. 5 seconds to go in overtime. In the corner, Courtney Johnson, a 3 to tie it. Too strong. Rebound Troy and the Trojans knock off Donovan West in overtime. 51-48. And the streak comes to an end here for Detroit Trojans, who haven't beaten Donovan West in a handful of seasons. 51-48, your final score here in overtime. We've got the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming at you next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money till Friday, Tyler. Win, 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 win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
What a fun game we just had on the girls' side here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A battle of Donovan County, Troy, Donovan West girls. Again, it was already predetermined. Donovan West played Northern Heights on Friday in the opening round of the Class 1A Division 1 Substate, and Troy taking on Onega. Predetermined right there. Twin Valley League, didn't matter in the standings. This is a non-league game. But it's a battle in Donovan County tonight. And Donovan West had really dominated this rivalry recently on the girls' side. And this ball game, let me tell you, we were tied at 19 at halftime. A three-point advantage going to the fourth for Donovan West. But then we go to overtime. We got to play five quarters, well, four and a half here tonight. And Troy gets the win, 51-48, two huge free throws with just 12 seconds to go in overtime by Harper Wedstein to cement that victory for the Trojan. Courtney Johnson for Donovan West. The freshman had a wide open three right as time was expiring. Could not get it to connect. But what a ball game we had. 51-48. Troy defeats Donovan West. Donovan County rivalry here tonight. And our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Welcome to it. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Chance Link back at the studios. Let's go down with your scores here tonight. Your final statistics are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Groups, Holton Tax Service, member firms, and Schlegel's Accounting and Tax Prep in Whiting. And our scoring tonight for the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, Brenna Eady paced the way with 18 points on the night, including 4 3-pointers. And it drops down to 6 for Katie Johnson, 6 for Milena Wedstein here this evening, 5 each for Ava Gladhart, for Andy Foster, and 5 for Courtney Johnson, and 3 for Emmy Jo Wedstein for the Mustangs here this evening. They score 48 points tonight and fall 3 points short in overtime. For Troy, pacing the way, none other than Harper Wedstein, the super sophomore, 22 points tonight for her, 12 for Gracie Grable, with 9 of those coming in the fourth quarter and overtime for Gracie Grable. 9 for Carly Grable, 3 each for Nicole Judd and Allie Franken, and 2 for Allison Grable here this evening. Boz, again, great statistics that are extra that you keep on hand for us. We talked about maybe the struggle shooting in the first half. Man, the shooting really got, I felt like it got fired up in that second half.
Yeah, here's what's kind of crazy when you start looking at this. Troy, they shot the ball well for the majority of the game. They didn't have as many shot attempts, but they were 39% from the field in the second half. They were really efficient inside the paint, 53%. They were 8 of 15. Overall for the game, Troy was 36%. Kind of flip that around. Donovan West didn't shoot the ball particularly well against that zone in the first half. They heated up a little in the second. They finished the game at 30% from the field overall. So Troy was able to knock the ball down a little better clip. Everything else was really, really even. And you don't go to an overtime game without things being pretty even. Troy had 23 rebounds. Donovan West had 21. Big thing, Donovan West, they ended up with 11 offensive rebounds, which you would think would give them a slight advantage, but Troy had 8. So
yeah,
not a big advantage either way there. The turnovers, very close. Troy had 12. Donovan West had 14. All in all, when you break down this game, Donovan West just didn't shoot the ball as well. Troy did a nice job of attacking that man-to-man, had some really good offensive sets with their pick and roll. And Harper Wettstein, she's a beast. She's tough to contain. So if you're going to man them up, you got a great help side defense. And for the most part, Donovan West did that. But Troy did what they needed to do to get the win tonight.
No doubt. Troy, a great win for them. Again, it's all about momentum at this point of the season, is it not? Especially as we head into sub-state action. Again, we already know the matchups this week. These two teams could meet again, but it would be in a sub-state championship game. The 3-seed Donovan West Mustangs take on Northern Heights Friday at 6 o'clock. Troy takes on Omega at 7 o'clock on Friday. On Friday again, Troy, if they can get past Omega, they would take on top seed Centralia. If Key West can defeat Northern Heights, they would take on second seed Burlingame. Our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, players to bank on here tonight. I think it's no doubt that Harper Wettstein is your player of the game tonight. As, I mean, we didn't mention this in our final statistics. I'll mention it now. Only 14 free throws shot for Troy. They made 10 of them. Only 8 for Donovan West. They made 5. And so a lot of times when you make more free throws than your opponent shoot, you're pretty successful in the game of basketball.
Yeah, they were able to get to the line quite a bit more. And you know, that's the thing. I don't think that the zone defense that Troy played didn't, in the first half, Donovan West settled for threes. They weren't really aggressive against that. On the flip side, Troy was aggressive against Donovan West man-to-man. They were driving the lane. They were getting to the rim, and that's why you see the discrepancy in free throws.
No doubt about it. And Harper Wettstein, well, again, 22 points on the night. Only 1 3-pointer in this game, Boz. And she would have been perfect from the free throw line had the broadcaster jinx not been applied.
That's what I mean
for her tonight. She goes 7 for 8 from the free throw line, including 2 huge ones with 12 seconds to go. The Trojans overcome a 9-point deficit midway point of the third quarter and get the win over their Donovan County foe, Donovan West, here 51-48. What a great ball game we had on the girls' side. We can only hope that the guys' game is just as exciting. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit, as it'll be the Troy boys taking on the Donovan West boys here tonight. And this matchup is one we'll highlight really quickly here before we take a break and come back with tip-off here in just a little bit. But they're in the same sub-state as well. And, again, seasons have been completed as far as records go. They already know who they're playing, Troy. Well, Boz, they're playing Donovan West again here on Thursday this week. That's the 4-5 matchup. And so you almost have that gamesmanship mindset, right? Both teams know each other fairly well as it is. But you know you're playing tonight, and you're playing again in 48 hours. The one in 48 hours, though, that one's a lot bigger than tonight.
It means a little bit more. And that, it's tough when you play back-to-back like that. You know, both coaches are probably not going to do anything unusual. A lot of times throughout the second half of the season, as a coach, you're working on some different sets, some different looks offensively, maybe some different things that you can do defensively. They're not going to show any of that tonight because they got to face them again here in 2 days.
No doubt about it. We've got that coming up here in a minute. Coach Derek Shelton from Donovan West will try his squad against Coach Jonathan Roosevelt and the Trojans. We've got that tip-off coming to you live here in 8 minutes. You're on 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.